Center Ridge Road is presently being prepared for going to bid for the road construction next year. What you're seeing this year is the city needs to install a sanitary sewer in the places where it's currently missing, and that project is coming along. And then along with that, the utilities are relocating poles and underground lines, such as the gas company, all to be ready for next year when we'll go to bid in October.
Okay. So this is a multi-season project. When do you see it being done?
It should take 2 years. The financing from the state is not available until after July 1st next year. And we have found if you wait till fall, you usually get better bids. So that's why we picked October. And then it'll take two seasons. Like this year with Learnagle, if weather is really good, they might start real quick. But we anticipate 2017 for the east end from Learnagle to Jaycox, and then 2018 from Jaycox to Stony Ridge.
Let's talk a little bit then about Learnagle, where that stands, what yet has to be done.
Learnagle is moving along really good with the great weather we had, and as I just mentioned, we started that one in the early winter, and they worked all winter, so it's very much way ahead of schedule. They're finishing a water line and the sewer that has to be put in on the west side. Then they will pave two lanes on the west side, move all the traffic over to the new lanes, tear the temporary concrete that's there now out, and put in the third lane. We have had guesstimates that they might be done towards the end of the year, which would be several months ahead of schedule.
I think there was a census report recently, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I believe there was, that referenced North Ridgeville posting the highest percentage of an increase in residents over the past 5 years or so. Obviously, that must mean some new housing.
Well, we're one of the fastest growing communities in the state in terms of population. I think the last report last year, we were fifth or sixth. The other ones ahead of us are all around Columbus. We're the fastest growing in Northeast Ohio by far. This relates back to the availability of land and land costs. In prior to 2000, there were no sewers west of Route 83, essentially. And we put a main interceptor through the middle of that property. And that started Meadow Lakes and Waterbury developments. And then several others have come off of that. So there's been housing developments through the Planning Commission that we have consistently added about 200 new homes a year. And homes, there's still about 2,000 homes that have been through the planning process to be built. So we anticipate this continuing for up to another 10 years.
You mentioned the sewers then. Can the sewers that have been installed handle what's to come, or will more work need to be done?
No, when we put the westerly sewer in, an engineering study was done, and we take the zoning for the entire area to be served, and you determine the density, and you make your calculations from there as to how many homes, you know, or businesses that might be served, and then you build the sewer line to handle that capacity. Now, we've had some changes. For example, in Avalon, there was a small area that they had planned to build on that was determined to be a wetland, so they couldn't build on it. So that kind of opened up a little bit of capacity that we might take somewhere else. But every time there's a development that something goes on, we make those calculations to make sure we're within that capacity.
Some new construction on the western end of town. I'm talking about the land being cleared for Riddell.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, or what will it mean for the city of North Ridgeville?
It's a really exciting project. It doesn't mean a huge amount in the terms of tax dollars, the property taxes are being used in what's called a TIF, tax increment financing, to help make public infrastructure improvements, such as a road that will go back to the facility and the bowling alley, improvements on Center Ridge Road out front, and other improvements. And then we have an agreement with the school district that the new income tax that will be generated will be split with them 50-50. Well, we take 5% off the top for administration, and then the remainder is split 50-50 with the schools, which helps make up for loss of property taxes that they might have gotten. So we will both see new taxes coming in, but that part won't be huge. What's really important is, number one, we're getting rid of an eyesore that has been there forever, and we really need to generate new businesses in the western end of the community. And along with that, you're going to have 400 to 500 new people traversing through the area and shopping and using local businesses. So it's really good for the community, especially on the west end of the city.
Does it help, to use the phrase we often use, shine the spotlight maybe a little more brightly on the city? Gives it a little more oomph or prestige?
I think it does. We have been a very steady, conservative city for many years. We've added a lot of businesses over the years. It's one of the things during the recession that was good for us, because we didn't have big businesses that we might lose. We were very constant and steady. However, a new business bringing 350, 400 jobs does show that the city is willing to work with new businesses, that it is a good place to work and live. And obviously, when you capture a business of that size, it does bring attention to the city throughout the whole region.
And that you have the space for it. I mean, that was one of the key factors, right?
That was one of the key factors. When they were looking, they were also looking at another location on Taylor Woods that had about 40 acres. They wanted somewhere between 40 and 50, but this site really, from what they've told me, fit their needs very well from the beginning. And even as they made changes to their plans, the site still worked really well for them. And it's kind of interesting, as this developed and we learned who the project was and we went through our files, Riddell had actually looked at this project 20 years ago. There was still an old file on that. So it's always been just a good location for them. Their employees won't have to make big moves or anything like that. So, I mean, all that plays into making that site selection decision. The infrastructure that's available, the size, the ability to expand, and what it means to their employees.
On the other side of town, I think this came up about a year ago in talking with Avon Mayor Brian Jensen about a possible roundabout at 83 and Mills. And I also believe, too, from my understanding, is North Ridgeville has the lead on that. Where is that?
We are working with Avon on a roundabout at Mills and 83. Roundabouts are, I wouldn't call it a fad, but a new way of looking at intersections that's very interesting right now. So we took a look at it. Avon and North Ridgeville were both interested, and the city limits go right down the middle of Mills Road. So the intersection is split 50-50 between the cities. As we looked at it, we found that with Avon's assistance, we could move the intersection a little bit to the northeast towards Avon, and we didn't have to acquire as much property, so it made it more cost effective. Then we want to work with the Ohio Public Works Commission, who we both work with annually. That's your, what they call issue one now. It used to be called issue two, where they issue bonds and the state gives grants for public infrastructure improvement. We wanted to work together to go to the OPWC for grant money, and we have applied for 57% of the project to be paid with grant money, 41% to be paid by North Ridgeville and Avon, to be split 50-50. To do that, you just needed one city to take the lead to fill out the forms and make the application, and North Ridgeville chose to do that.
Do you know what the timetable might be on that?
Yes. We need to get our engineering application into the OPWC before September 1st of this year, and then if it is approved, which we anticipate it will be, we would get funding July 1st of next year, and anytime after July 1st, we could begin construction.
As a community grows, you need adequate fire and police protection. I believe residents here approved construction of a new fire station. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes, as we grow, we're very cognizant of the impact it makes on our fire and our police, as well as our streets department. As we add developments, every year we have more streets to plow, more residents to answer service calls between the two departments. We're very proud that for the last several years, North Ridgeville has consistently been ranked as one of the safest cities in North Ridgeville, and we certainly thank our police department and our residents for their vigilance and the hard work that they do. So our police department is doing very well with the staffing that they have, but we continue to watch that. The fire department, we added 3 new firefighters about 5 years ago, which gives us the ability to maintain the minimum staffing of 8 that we want to do between the 2 fire stations that we currently have. Now, our main fire station was built in 1957 for a volunteer department, and it was totally dysfunctional. Our firemen also function as paramedics. 80% of our runs are medically related. So with a staffing of 8, we can essentially run 3 ambulances if we need to. You need 3 on an ambulance, first 2 runs, and then we can run a 3rd one with 2 guys if we need to. So we have a pretty good handle on those. We think with the new station that we'll be able to hopefully reduce some run times. Ultimately, we would like to build a 3rd station in the western part of the city, but we need to replace this one right now, and the residents supported that.
In recent years, some nearby communities, Elyria, Lorain, have had tough financial times. What's the future hold for North Ridgeville in the near future?
Well, in the near future, with our growth continues to financially support us, keep us where we can manage our budget. There are things that we put off. We watch our budget very conservatively. In fact, we just recently went to Moody's Rating Service to sell bonds for the new fire station, and as we reviewed our conservative nature and the way we fund things, they actually raised our bond rating from AA2 to AA1, which was really totally unanticipated. So that's really good for the city. We refinanced some bonds that we had out there, saving over the life of the bonds $1.7 million. So as I said, we really, when we do our budgeting, we take the estimated amount of money that we will have available as recommended by the county. We first budget our debt service, and then we back into what else we need with what's left. We eat into our reserve a little bit each year, but you know, we're in fairly good shape compared to a lot of cities.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're continuing to see a lot of growth. You know, we have a brand new school that's currently under construction, that the stadium will open this year, and the main school will open next year. We have the new fire station which being built, which will be on the new Jaycox Road extension. University Hospitals is planning a new facility on Lorraine Road that should start later this year. We're seeing some new retail interest with Dunkin' Donuts, and I'm sure Riddell will generate some more interest in that part of the community. So we're, you know, a vibrant, growing community, and I'm really proud to be here for the time that I've had.